Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schutz for Rabbi Mordechai Meratzi Shiach, the schutz Moshe Betzner, right, so Moshe Mordechai. And it did not show the nail crack, Gashlita, some divrei Torah that I received from Rabbi Rabbi, Admor Mitona Shlita. In the Sfarim HaKadoshim, it says that the Maila of every Jewish person is Lain Shiur. And even if he falls into the web, literally and figuratively, of the Yetzer, El every pipachas, like they say in Hebrew, to the depths of depravity, his milas remain. And there's always hope that he can do tshuva, however the Yetzirah tries b'chol koicho lehashkiach min ha'odom, to make a person forget the milas Yisrael Shabo, his special status as a Jewish person that always remains, and tries to show him what a failure he is, and bring him to mar shchayra, bring him to depression, chas v'shalom, and then to despair, and then chas v'shalom, he does even worse averus, and therefore we have to be mischazik b'chol koicheinu neged the yetzer hara that puts despair in our hearts, to remember that we're Jews, that we have a special connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's by, among other things, increasing our learning of Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Amar Lam Yisrael Bani Bani Barasi Yetzer Barasi Torah Tavlin Tamoskim Tavlin Ritzarim B'yado. I created the Yetzer, but I also created the Torah as a spice. If you're Osek B'Torah, you're not going to be given over to your Yetzer. As it says, Elohim Tetiv Seis, if you're good, then you can take it, you can lift yourself. If you learn Torah, you'll be victorious. But if you're not Osek B'Torah, then Atem Nimsarim B'yado, as it says, Lefes Achatas Rovetz, that the sin crouches at the door. It's going to run after you. He's going to stalk you, the Yetzer Hara. It says, but if you want, you're Moshel Bo. So what does this mean for us now as we begin the Yemei Bikurei Anovim, Parasha Shlach, as we enter into the summer months, that in these days it says the Mekubal, Rav Shimshon Master Poli in the Sefer Likutei Shoshana, Vina Oisil Shekodim Oisil Anovim Ayin Nun Beis Mem. So before the Ayin you have a Samach, before the Nun you have a Mem, before the Aleph Beis you have an Aleph, and before the Mem you have a Lamit. So that spells out Samoel. Anovim without a Yud is Samoel, which is the Malach Hara. So Samoel is Shoilet Behem. So it says that these days are the days of Bikurei Anovim, the letters that come before Anovim, which is Samoel. That's why it's written without a Yud. And that's why it says in the Pasuk, V'tatzbenehu shloshi yarachim, she hid her son for 3 months. So that's these 3 months that you have to hide from Samoel. You have to hide from Bikurei Anovim. We have special Shlita, month of Tammuz and Av, I guess El also. It's 3 months Samoel. So this is the best time to be mischazik b'chol koicheinu and b'zecha v'talta timshal bo by learning Torah, be mischazik over the Yetzer. The end of our parasha it says v'nislach l'chol adas b'nei Yisrael l'agerek on b'sechem ki l'chol on b'shgogo, and that it will be slicha for all of the community of the Jewish people, the stranger that lived amongst them, because the whole nation was unwitting. In the Sefer Sheres Yankiv of Rav Yisrael Yankiv Moskovich, who is Mitalmide Yeshivas Chachmei Lublin, there's a hesped that was given by his Rebbe, the Rosh Yeshiva, Rav HaKadosh Rav Meir Shapira Milublin, Basis Talkusai, Shel Hagoyin HaChofetz Chaim, on the 23rd of Elul, Tof Resh Tzadi Gimel. Wow. 33. It's not so long ago, Rabbi Yisai. I have a father, Zangezuntenstak. He was already born before the Chofetz Chaim was Nifter. And there it says, the Maharam Yishibar is said as follows, Shamati menu harbe, avo roishim achi chozok osu olai b'yosi etzlo b'shabes kodesh. I heard from him a lot, says Rav Meir Shapira from the Chofetz Chaim, but the strongest roishim he made on me, the strongest impact that the Chofetz Chaim made on me, when I was with him for Shabbos, he said to me that Moshe Rabbeinu before his Patira, Amar tikanti avor akol aval avor etzech nefesh b'shkago lo yida'akti klum. Akin bikish al zeh me'ashem yizbarach v'nana she'yase avorim ori miklat. V'kiyem zeis Moshe Rabbeinu take it from yad b'simcho. That Moshe Rabbeinu said to Hashem, for his Patira, I was metakin for everybody, but not for the Ratzeach Bishgaga. What are you going to do about the Ratzeach Bishgaga, the unwitting murderer? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to him, you know what? Set aside some Ari Miklat, three Ari Miklat, Be'evar Yardin. And Moshe Rabbeinu did it. B'simcha, made these cities of refuge. V'achari shetikein Moshe Rabbeinu is Ari HaMiklat Amar La'atzmai. Emes shetikanti avor HaShoigeg. Aval avor ha-mezid le tikanti klum. Yes, I was metakin for the shogeg. What did I do for the mezid? And the Ma'arami Lublin was mitzayin ki dvor avelu shal ha-chofetz chayim ne'emru b'shabes kodesh paras ha-shlach. And the Chofetz Chaim said that in paras ha-shavu it says v'nislach l'chol adas b'nei Yisrael v'lager agor b'soichom ki l'chol ha-om b'shgogo. And Adan Chazal said k'shem sh'taselech l'ager just like you were selech to the ger, you forgave the ger who yesterday was a goy and he knew nothing of the Torah and now he became a Jew. So if he's over al mitzvah Torah, you're not going to have a taina on him, you're not going to have a complaint because he doesn't know any better. So too, in ma'isa aveira, if he would know how great is the kedusha of our Torah. And how great is the matan schor and shel mitzvahs? As they bevadai, he wouldn't have been over on aveira. So those who are over on mitzvahs, they're like the ger. They don't know any better. They don't know any better. So just like you have slicha on the ger, you have slicha on the Jew, and that's what Moshe Rabbeinu said. Just like you're selech to the ger because he's shogeg, you should also be selech l'chol adat b'nei Yisrael because they're also shogeg. They don't know any better. That's what it means. Ki l'chol om bishgoga. They're over aveiras bebchinas shogeg v'loy mezid. Ad kan Torah divrei Rav Meir Shapira that he said in his hesped of the Chofetz Chaim, Chof Gimel El Tof Reish Tzadi Gimel. Moshe Rabbeinu made a tikkun for the Shoigim. He was worried about the Mezidim as well, but he made a tikkun for the Shoigim, and he said, "Kan Klal Yisrael Shoigim," because they don't realize the greatness of the Torah. And these words of the Chofetz Chaim, Kohen Gadol Me'echov, are a great chizuk for us. B'nei Ador Achachi Acharam. U'b'yuchad b'yamim eli mei b'kurei anovim. The Yetzirah is dancing among us. Oh my goodness. It's the summertime. People go to various places, vacations, different places of bilui, of entertainment. There's kina, there's sina, there's rechilus, there's diba, there's lashon hara. We know it all, unfortunately. We don't know it all. We know that it goes on. We don't want to know any of it. But even though we stumble again and again, there's a limut zchus on klal Yisrael. But b'inyanam shemein odem l'chaveiroi, we say odem muad l'oilam. So we have to be extra special, careful about b'inyanam odem l'chaveiroi. Kadosh Baruch Hu, you can say sorry. Hashem will forgive us between us and him. But between man and man, odem muad l'oilam. And a person has bailus over his mechila. You can't just get mechila from somebody. He has to grant it. And we get closer now to Tammuz. Misabla churban beis hamikdash, mikdasheni sheyoskin b'torah b'mitzvus u'milz chasodim b'nei machorev b'nei shehoisa boi sinas chinom ולמדך ששקולה סינס חינם כנגד שלוש עבירס עבי דזור גילי הרייס ושפיחוס דומים. So we have to be mischazik in this inyan that brought the great churban. להשתדל בכל כוחנו. Not to be nichshal chas v'shalom in sinas chinam, and to judge our friend l'kav s'chus. S'vasem esirayitz al tadin es chavercha atshtagil l'mukoymoy. L'amokum chavercha efshal agil l'oylam. Don't judge your friend until you're in his place. You'll never be in his place. You'll never be in his place. So don't judge. Ki lo l'kol deos b'nei adam shavos l'chein al tadin chavercha klal. Don't judge him at all. And if you're done as chavero, you have to be done the kav schus, not the choiva. It says, have you done as kolam the kav schus, says the Sfasemis, in the name of Rabbi Kodesh, Achoizim in Lublin. Shevim oimer alof schus, gam in a shamayim tonim kach. What you say down here is what they say up there. And the Baal Shem Tov says that if you see someone doing an avero, you know that you have shaychitz to that avero. Otherwise you wouldn't have seen it. It says in the pasuk that we mentioned, "Ki l'chol am b'shgaga sefetavus is mila ki yud l'chol lamid amem b'shgaga hey mila." But b'diber chofetz chaim efshal hamlutz v'loimar shekavanav zayi shemayish rabenu amar lifnei hakadosh baruch hu shkolish Yisrael avim hu meizid rachmana litzlan in a sof kol sof harei hu chosum ba'oiz bris kodesh v'ena gurum and ager shezata nechtam ba'oiz bris kodesh. So we can say that this is telling us that Moshe Rabbeinu is saying to Hashem that every Jewish person, even if he's mazed, sof sof he has mila, ki l'chol ha'am b'shgaga, he has a bris mila. It's got a holy sign on him. That's what it says, Zoyis ha'tarach ha'asam Moshe l'fnei b'nei Yisrael, Dvarim 4:44. Chazad ha'ashen, Zoyis is mila, Zoyis brisi asher tishmeru. So the Torah, Zoyis ha'tarach, this Torah, that every Jewish person, every matzav is in, afilu b'tachtas ha'madrega achi shfeila. He still has tikva v'acharis. That's the Torah that Moshe Rabbeinu gave to the Jewish people. You know what the Torah Moshe Rabbeinu gave to the Jewish people? Zoyis ha'Torah and zoyis ha'lemila. That no matter how far you fall, you still have bris mila. You're still connected. It's chosum al-besarcha. Midatov v'meruba. It's just like we have to be careful about sin eschina, malachas kama v'kama. When we judge people, l'kaf schus. When we misak in the oven, it's sin eschina. And we'll be zeichem mit Hashem to the geula hakroiva. One more idea from Moreinu v'Rabbeinu Shlita. At the end of the parasha, we have the parasha of tzitzis menachos. There's a discussion: is tzitzis a choivas gavro? And everybody has to go with tzitzis a choivas talis. Even if you have a beged and you're not wearing it, you have to put the tzitzis on it. There in the Gemara, it says Rav Ketina went without tzitzis. And he covered himself with a cloak that didn't have arba kanfos, it wasn't mechuyev in tzitzis. And a malach min hashamayim and told him he better go with tzitzis, even though medina ain't choyva, he should go with tzitzis. And so paskin the Rambam, afal pi she'en adam mechuyev liknos lo tzit talus lo tzatif bo kadesh yaseh bo tzitzis, ein roi lo adam chosid shifter asem mitzvizua lo oylom yishtad elios otuf b'ksus ha mechuyevus b'tzitzis kdei lakayim mitzvizu. ובשעס התפילה צריך לזור ביוסר, גנאי גודל הוא לתמידי חכומים שיספלו והם אינם עטופים. That even though a person is not מחויב to buy himself a talis, but it's not roy that a chassid should pat himself from this mitzvah, a person should always try to cover himself with a ksus that's מחויב ספציפית ומקיים this mitzvah. בשעס התפילה to be extra special, careful, it's a great גנאי. It's a very inappropriate and proper for תמיד חכום to daven without a talis. And the Beis Yisrael every year would go to rest in one of the yeshuvim harachoikim Yerushalayim, one of the distant yeshuvim from Yerushalayim. One time, the Rav of this yeshuv was not the strongest in his Yiddishkeit, so he asked the Gabbai of the Heilige Beis Yisrael, why doesn't the Rebbe come and visit me? Kino b'chol tfutzis Yisrael, that they go visit the Rav. When an Adam Choshev comes, he's choy lekoved l'Rav. So the Rav of this yeshuv asked the Gabbai of the Beis Yisrael, maybe Rav Chanina Shif, so why isn't the Rebbe coming to visit me? So he shrugged his shoulders, didn't answer. So the derech of the Rebbe was to go every day for a little spazieren next to his house. And that day, he sees the Rav. The Rav approaches the Beis Yisrael. He says, hello. And he says, since the Rebbe is not coming for a visit, so he's coming to the Rebbe to visit. The Rebbe hears this. He doesn't react. So when he sees this, the Rav asks, why aren't you answering? Then the Rebbe asked him, you were at tzitzis. And this rabbi said that it's very hot. And therefore he allows himself to go without tzitzis. Because you don't really have to go with tzitzis. So the Rebbe says that it starts with not wearing tzitzis. And the Rebbe says to him, and it continues that you're mezalzel and other mitzvahs. And the Rebbe saw it because this rabbi eventually became a conservative rabbi. Rachmana litzlan. So that's why the Chazal was so correct in the Rambam that the person should never pater himself from this mitzvah. Ein roi l'odom. Chosid sheyiftar atzmo mitzvah zu. Should always try to make sure that he's wearing his tzitzis, not to find a terim. I remember when I was a child and I went to camp. And that was a thing. People would have their tzitzis in their talis bag. And they put on, in their tefillin bag, excuse me. And they put on their tefillin. And it was for davening, for shachris. You put on your tzitzis. And then you take them off for the rest of the day. So that's definitely not the Torah way. So Baruch Hashem, today it's very accepted. People wear tzitzis. So we should appreciate the value of this mitzvah. Amazing, you get a gives you shmiru, zechar ritzem moisa, zechar tem is called mitzvah Hashem v'asisa moisa. It's kila makayim kolam mitzvah shkulam, it's a mitzvah shkula. There's a beautiful sefer revolva, but mitzvahs that equal the whole Torah, and that's one of them, shkulais. So, shbizach and mitzvah Hashem, we makayim the mitzvah of the simcha. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.